personality of Godhead. Purport. It is specifically mentioned herein that tulsi leaves are very dear to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And devotees should take particular care to have tulsi leaves in every temple and center of worship. In the Western countries, while engaged in propagating the Krishna consciousness movement, we were brought great unhappiness because we could not find tulsi leaves. We are very much obliged, therefore, to our disciple Srimati Govinda Dasi, because she has taken much care to grow tulsi plants from seeds, and she has been successful by the grace of Krishna. Now tulsi plants are growing in almost every center of our movement. Tulsi leaves are very important in the method of worshipping the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In this verse, the word salilai, he means by water. Of course, Dhruva Maharaj was worshipping on the bank of the Yamuna. The Yamuna and Ganges are sacred, and sometimes devotees in India insist that deity must be worshipped with water of Ganges or Yamuna. But here we understand desha kala to mean according to time and country. In the Western countries, there is no river Yamuna or Ganges. Water from such sacred rivers is not available. Does this mean that the archa worship should for that reason be stopped? No. Salilaihi refers to any water, whatever is available. But it must be very clear and collected purely. That water can be used. The other paraphernalia such as flower garlands, fruits and vegetables should be collected according to the country and according to their availability. Tulsi leaves are very important for satisfying the Lord. So as far as possible, an arrangement should be made for growing tulsi leaves. Dhruva Maharaj was advised to worship the Lord with the fruits and flowers available in the forest. In the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna frankly says that he accepts vegetables, fruits, flowers, etc. One should not offer Lord Vasudeva anything other than what is prescribed herein by the great authority Narada Muni. One cannot offer to the deity according to one's whims. Since these fruits and vegetables are available anywhere in the universe, we should observe this small point very attentively. Om Ajnanatimirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadamahiyam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yutapadakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunadhan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhan Vitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna. Salilaihi suchibhir malyair vanyair mula faladibhi. Here, Narada Muni was giving instructions to Dhruva Maharaj to worship the Supreme Lord in the forest. So Dhruva Maharaj left the palace, all the palace comforts, seeking the shelter of the Supreme Lord. Of course, with the material ambition. But Narada Muni is very expertly guiding this small child, 5-year-old child, to the lotus feet of Krishna, so that he can perfect his life and eventually he can even overcome his material ambition also. So it's a very ambitious desire that Dhruva Maharaj was holding in his heart, that I want to become the, I want to sit in a position which is even superior to even Brahmaji also. And there is no one superior to Brahma as far as the posts in universe is concerned. There is no one superior to Brahma, and Dhruva Maharaj wanted to be above that post. That has to be created, right? It's really childish desire, definitely. But he's very ambitious about that childish desire. So Narada Muni kind of discouraged him in the sense that, oh, you are very small, you should not be taking these insults very seriously. But if you are so mature enough to understand the difference between insult and honor, you should also be mature enough to understand that this is because of our past deeds. So better don't get affected, go back, play. And if at all you want to do tapasya like this, you can come back after you are grown up, not now. But Dhruva did not hear. Then Narada Muni taught the process of devotional service. So whatever may be the mentality of people, so devotees try to somehow connect them to Krishna consciousness so that the process itself will purify them. If not in one lifetime, it may take few lifetimes, but that little contact with the process of devotional service will be entering their eternal bank account that is ultimately beneficial for the soul. So Narada Muni expertly guided, and that Narada Muni's expert guidance coupled with Dhruva's sincere determination to follow the process, so that made him very successful. And Dhruva Maharaj was not meditating. Oh, I already chanted for 1 month, so I'm close to fulfilling my ambition of becoming greater than Brahma, etc. He was not thinking like that. When he started the process, he was absorbed in the process. 6 months, no distraction, right? So he was absorbed in the Abhideya, hearing, chanting, worshipping, meditating on the holy name of the Lord, right? So he could get the darshan of the Lord within 6 months. So now, salilaihi suchibhir malyair, the specific process that Narada Muni is recommending here is, so he gave a combination. He said you should chant Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya, you should meditate on the leelas of the Lord, you should meditate on the holy name of the Lord, and you should worship the deity form of the Lord with all this paraphernalia. Salilaihi means water. Okay. Suchibhir malyair. Suchi is very clean or pure. Mala means garlands, right? Or flowers. Vanyair. And that garlands are made with forest flowers, right? Vanyair. Mula faladibhi. Mula is roots. Fala is fruits, right? Adibhi, etc., etc. So these are the natural paraphernalia which are used to worship the Lord. Flowers, fruits, leaves, etc. So, shastankuram shukaish charchet tulasya priyaya prabhum. You can use birds, you can use leaves, etc. And especially this one leaf is mentioned, tulasi. Tulasya priyaya prabhum. This tulasi leaf is extremely dear to the Lord. Although you may not get so many ingredients, you just make sure that you get tulsi. Definitely he is chanting in Madhuvan. In that big Vrindavan forest, he must be getting some tulsi leaves. So better offer tulsi leaves. That's very dear to the Lord. Like that Narada Muni is giving the prescribed process of bhakti practices to Dhruva Maharaj. And Prabhupada spends half of the purport on describing the glories of tulsi. Tulasya priyaya prabhum. Tulsi is extremely dear to the Lord, and it's getting very difficult to grow tulsi in the western countries, and I'm very thankful to my disciple Govinda Dasi, who managed to grow tulsi even in western countries. So Prabhupada is expressing his heartfelt gratitude to his disciple. So sometimes it is very difficult to do some service in certain circumstances, right? It's generally not possible for an average devotee. But sometimes some devotees extend themselves and do such kind of specific service even in such difficult circumstances also, and they get really special blessings from Guru and Krishna. So if everything is arranged, doing service is easy. But doing some service in very difficult circumstances, right, when resources are not there, manpower is not there, climate is not suiting, various other natural inconveniences, still if someone manages to do some service, so such a devotee can earn a lot of gratitude from spiritual master. Prabhupada is writing her name in Bhagavatam purports which are read for several thousands of years ahead. So she definitely must be a really great soul and great devotee of the Lord. So now, as far as the significance of Tulsi is concerned, Bhagavatam speaks in several places. Yavai lasat shri tulasi mimishra krishnanghri renu abhi adhukambu netri. So the water that washed the lotus feet of the Supreme Lord Krishna, that is a holy river, that is Ganga. And Ganga's speciality is not just because she has the dust from the lotus feet of Krishna, because her waters are also mixed with the flavor of Tulasi. Yavai lasat shri tulasi mimishra krishnanghri renu. Tulasi mimishra, because at the lotus feet of Krishna there are always lotus tulsi leaves, right? Tulasi mimishra krishna anghri renu. The lotus feet of Krishna have this renu, dust particles. So Ganges that is emanating from Krishna's lotus feet has this both flavors. Dust flavor of Krishna and Tulsi flavor offered to the lotus feet of Krishna. So Ganges is a very great river. So that Ganges also is glorified in this beautiful purport. So Tulsi has done so many austerities that are very pleasing to Krishna. So although Krishna is offered with so many flowers and fruits and leaves and roots, Tulsi has a very special significance. In the third canto, 15th chapter, when Brahmaji is describing the Vaikuntha planet there, so he speaks about Tulsi Maharani there. He says, Mandara kunda kurabot palachampakarna punnaga naga bakulam bujapari jata gandher chite tulasika bharane natasya yasmim stapah sumanaso bahumanayanti. Mandara, kunda, kuraba, utpala, champaka, arana. These are all the names of flowers. And many of them do not have English equivalents. Prabhupada translates in word-to-word meaning. Champaka, champaka. Like that. So they may not have English equivalents. Mandara, kunda, kuraba, utpala, champaka, arana. Punnaga, naga, bakula, ambuja, parijata. These are various flowers. Okay. Although these flowers are with beautiful colors, beautiful shapes, beautiful fragrances, but when Tulasi comes forward to serve the lotus feet of Krishna, they just take low profile. Let's encourage Tulsi Maharani to just go and worship Krishna. We will just take a low profile, right? So, Mandara kunda kurabotpala champakarana punnaga naga bakulambura parijata gandher chite tulasika bharanena tasya yasmim stapahasu manaso bahumanayanti. Krishna adores the austerities performed by Tulsi so much to his heart that he gives a special place to Tulsi at his lotus feet, right? No other flower or leaf has that much significance as Tulsi has. Worship is not complete without Tulsi, right? So every paraphernalia that is offered to the Lord has a special spiritual significance that could create transformation in the hearts of people, right? So Uddhava Gita says, Uddhava tells Krishna that whatever is offered to you, when we accept that Maha, right? So we can overcome this material existence. What is the shloka? Tvayopabhukta sraggandha vaso lankara charchitaha uchishtadasi no bhogair tava mayam jayemahi. Tvayopabhukta sraggandha, tvaya upabhukta means what you have enjoyed. Srag is this what is that, garland, right? Gandha means the gandha, chandan, that is offered to the Lord. Tvayopa bhukta srag gandha vasa means cloth. Alankara charchitaha, various other decorations. Vaso alankara charchitaha uchishta dasino bhogaihi. Whatever is coming as your uchishta remnants, if we enjoy that, if we honor that, then tava mayam jaye mahi, we can easily cross over your maya. So Krishna says that mameva ye prapadyante mayam etam tarantite. If you take my shelter, you can easily cross over my maya. Krishna promises that, right? Although daivi hiyesha gunamayi mama maya duratyaya, but still, although maya is unsurpassable, if one takes shelter of Krishna, you can overcome maya. However, what exactly does it mean to take shelter? It's definitely taking shelter of all these processes, sravanam, kirtanam, vishnu smaranam, pada sevanam, etc., etc. So one of the prominent processes is deity worship, right? One of the five potent forms of devotional service is deity worship, right? In that process of deity worship, certainly you honor whatever is offered to the Lord. It could be garlands, it could be tulsi leaves, it could be the mahaprasad offered to the Lord, the food items, right? So by accepting them, one can definitely overcome maya. So taking prasad or honoring tulsi leaves and tasting tulsi leaves and smelling a flower, these are not ordinary items. One can cross over the influence of maya by doing this, these small things. So it is Prabhupada's expertise that he has put all of those elements within our abhideya process. So that we can gradually overcome the influence of maya. So, daivi hiyesha gunamayi mama maya duratyaya mamevaye prapadyantis. Taking shelter of Krishna seems very, it's like really too much. Yeah, taking shelter of Krishna is possible just by smelling tulsi leaves also. Just by chanting the holy names also. Everything is included in the taking shelter. So, by honoring tulsi or watering tulsi also, we are taking shelter of Krishna. It's all part of process, 64 limbs of devotional service. And that tulsi, and whatever is offered to the Lord is definitely very divine, and that can help us cross over maya. But tulsi is specially glorified. So honoring tulsi, smelling tulsi could bring about transformation in the hearts of people who are attached to even impersonal conception of the Lord also. Tasya ravinda nayanasya pada ravinda kinjalka mishra tulasi makaranda vayuhum antargata svavivarena chakaratesham sankshobhamaksharajusham apichitta tanvoham. All these four kumaras, they entered Vaikuntha planets. There, they were obstructed by Jaya and Vijaya. They were not allowed inside. So, noticing that there is some dispute happening at the entrance of Vaikuntha, the Supreme Lord, along with Lakshmi, so many of his associates, he ran to the gate of Vaikuntha to give darshan to our four kumaras. And seeing that stunning darshan of the Lord, there is a transformation in their heart. More importantly, smelling the fragrance that is emanating from the tulsi leaves offered to the lotus feet of the Lord, there is a transformation in the conception of four kumaras. Tasya aravinda nayanasya padaravinda. He is aravinda nayana, his lotus eyed Lord, and padaravinda, he is a Lord with lotus feet also. Tasyara vinda nayanasya padara vinda kinjalka mishra tulasi makaranda vayuhu. Makaranda vayuhu means fragrant air. Tulasi mimishra makaranda vayuhu means that fragrant air is fragrant because tulsi is emanating her fragrance. Kinjalka mishra tulasi makaranda vayuhu antargataha. And that makaranda vayu, that fragrant air coming from tulsi leaves, entered the nostrils of four kumaras. Kinjalka mishra tulasi makaranda vayuhu antargataha sva vivarena chakara tesham. And there is a transformation in their heart. Sankshobham akshara jusham apichitta tanvoho akshara jusham. Although they are attached to the Brahman conception of the Lord, still, api chitta tanvo, there is a transformation in their chitta consciousness and tanu bodies also. All because of tulsi. So, one of the elements of Ambarish Maharaj's devotional service. He engaged all his senses in the devotional service of Krishna. With his eyes, he is seeing the beautiful form of the Lord. With his ears, he is hearing the glories of the Lord. What is that verse? Savai manaha Krishna padaravinda yor vachamsi vaikuntha gunanu varnane. So in that series, you also see he is smelling the, he is engaging his nose in smelling the fragrance from the tulsi leaves. Right? So that is the significance of Tulasi. And Prabhupada gives a lot of emphasis on Tulsi Maharani's devotional service and how we have to use that Tulsi in our worship. And also Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu specifically instructed Raghunath Das Goswami to offer Tulsi manjaris to Giriraj. So he says Tulsi flowers. Tulsi flower is, there is two leaves like this and that flower just comes like that. Right? You know that big manjari. So you offer 8 of those Tulsi manjaris to Giriraj every day. He'll be very pleased. Right? Chaitanya Kripa Prabhu is offering every day. Right? So like that, we see a lot of significance given to Tulsi Maharani. And Haridas Thakur chants in front of Tulsi Devi. And when that prostitute came to distract Haridas Thakur, then 3 days she was waiting. He says, yeah, I have some rounds left. I'll chant and then satisfy all your desires. She was waiting, dozing off sometimes, and she's getting up sometimes, and she's chanting also along with Haridas Thakur. Like the 3 days passed. And there is a transformation in her heart. She says, I'm sorry, I came to degrade you. You have uplifted me. So you tell me, I'm accepting you as my guru. So you tell me, what am I supposed to do? He said, Haridas Thakur said, that you give up all your hard-earned money, right? You have sold your body and then got so much of money. So better give all that money to Brahmanas, given charity. Come here, make a cottage, plant a Tulsi in front of your house, and then sit in front of Tulsi and chant the holy names, right? And we also chant in front of Tulsi many times. And Mrigari, he's an extremely cruel hunter. Hunters generally kill animals, but this fellow is a very special hunter that he doesn't kill animals completely. He kills animals half. He has been taught by his parents like that, his father like that. So he kills animal half, and the animal, half-dead animal, is suffering out of excruciating pain of that arrow, and he takes great pleasure in that suffering. So Narada Muni was going towards, I think, Haridwar. So at that time he saw one rabbit, half-dead, prey, like so much of pain that rabbit was experiencing, and he went ahead. He saw a deer, and he went ahead. He saw a boar. So like that, he saw half-killed animals lying, suffering in pain. And he went little ahead, and he saw behind the tree Mrigari, like death personified, with copper red eyes. He was sitting there, standing there, aiming at another animal. And because Narada Muni came there, animals ran away. And this fellow wanted to abuse Narada Muni with really chastising language. But just the presence of Narada Muni made this Mrigari very sober, that he could not speak anything abusive. So he came forward to Narada Muni and said, my dear Sadhu, why have you come here? He is a little frustrated, definitely. Just by seeing you, all these animals ran away. So you have created disturbance in my profession. Then Narada Muni said, yeah, I came here. I have some doubt in my mind. What doubt? I saw some half-dead animals on my way. Did you kill them? Yes, I have killed them. He's very proud in claiming that. Yes, I have killed them. I have another question. Why did you kill them half? Why didn't you kill them completely? Then he said, I am Mrigari. Mrigari, enemy of animals. My name itself is like that. So I take great pleasure seeing the suffering of a half-dead animal. And I have been taught in this way by my father. So then Narada Muni said, you are a hunter. There is little offense in your killing animals, but by giving them unnecessary pain by half killing them, you are accumulating a lot of sinful reactions. You know what? All these animals will take birth in future. They will also kill you. Then because of Narada Muni's electrifying presence there, spiritual ambience there, Mrigari is a bit shaken up. He said, oh, I will accumulate sinful reactions. So what am I supposed to do?
can you please help me come out of the sinful reactions? Then Narada Muni said, break your bow. Hey, this is the means of my sustenance. How can I break my bow? Then Narada Muni said, I will arrange for all your food. Don't worry. Just give up your bow. Give up this killing profession. Give up your home. Give up your wealth. Distribute all this to Brahmanas. Come on the bank of this river. Make a small cottage. Plant a tulsi leaf there. Tulsi plant there. And chant Hare Krishna. Sufficient. You don't have to do anything. So like that we see Tulsi is given little special importance amongst many CC and Bhagavatam pastimes also, right? Although Lord's paraphernalia is quite glorified in various sections, but Tulsi is given a very special significance. Okay. Gandherchite tulasika bharani natasya yasmim stapaha sumanaso bahumanayanti. The Lord gives a great importance to the austerities done by Tulsi. So, it's very pleasing to the Lord when you offer Tulsi leaves. Whether it is Giriraj worship or Krishna worship or Vishnu worship, Tulsi is specially glorified. Right? So further, Prabhupada writes in this purport that 55th shloka. He says that Dhruva Maharaj was worshipping on the bank of Yamuna. Now, he says that Salilaihi means you have to offer water also. And some people emphasize that we have to offer Ganges water only. You have to offer Yamuna water only. That's correct. That's fine. If it is available, we can offer. But Prabhupada says, Deshakala Vibhagavit. Narada Muni mentioned in some of the previous verses, I think. Yeah, 54th verse he mentions. That saparyam vividhair dravyair desha kala vibhagavit. Saparya means you do services, vividhair, various, dravyair, ingredients. How? Desha kala vibhagavit. According to time, place and circumstances. You cannot always get Yamuna water and Ganges water. But whatever water is available, Prabhupada says Ganges and Yamuna do not flow in Western countries. Will you stop worship or what? Prabhupada questions like that in our purport. He says, whatever water is available, make sure it is clean and you offer that. You can invoke the presence of Ganga and Yamuna in that. Gangecha Yamunecha Eva Godavari Sarasvati Narmade Sindhu Kaveri Jaleesmin Sannidhim Guru. Devotees chant this mantra and invoke the presence of holy waters, holy rivers in that pot of water that which they are using for Krishna worship. So like that you can offer. So when Ganges is not available, you can always offer water, whatever is available, right? So, we need to understand that our practice of devotional service is very much dependent on time, place, circumstances. Actually, the mood is not dependent. What is dependent is the external paraphernalia that we use, right? And the specific method of worship that we do. So all these are vegetables that we offer. These are dependent on availability. If things are not available, we can always find some alternatives and then whatever is best available, we should offer. Right? So, but Prabhupada says here, he doesn't quote that verse, but more or less he mentions that verse. Patram pushpam phalam toyam yome bhaktya prayachati tadaham bhakti upahritam ashnami prayatatmanaha. So, when little water or leaf or fruit or flower is offered to the Lord, the Lord is very happy to accept it. Provided that is offered with devotion. So devotion is the main ingredient behind all our offerings. Okay. So one needs to focus on that aspect of devotion. Sometimes tulsi is also not available at some places. I see devotees taking dry tulsi leaves from places where tulsi is available and then trying to offer. So technically we may not be able to offer all the ingredients which may not be available. But what Krishna accepts is the mood. Even Haridasta, Advaitacharya also offered Ganges water and Tulsi leaves to Shaligram so that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu could descend. So Prabhupada is emphasizing on Ganges water and Tulsi leaves, right? Offering to the Lord. But if they are not available, what we should do? Right? Just do the needful, right? Offer some clean ingredients. Okay. So now, what is to be offered to the Lord? Is specified by the Lord Himself. Patram pushpam phalam toyam. Prabhupada also emphasizes on we should not be offering anything whimsical, right? Krishna never asked to offer meat, offer some costly paraphernalia. If it is available, you can offer. But if it's not available, we need not. But the basic ingredients like patram, pushpam, phalam, toyam, some patram, some pushpam, some phalam, some kind of toyam, they are always available universally. Prabhupada says universally they are available. So you cannot complain that, oh, this ingredient is not available. So Krishna likes to be decorated and worshipped with natural paraphernalia. Some leaves and some flowers are offered. So Krishna is very happy. Now you see this painting, where is it? So we have this Brahmaji offering prayer to Lord Krishna. So there he glorifies Krishna. The first prayer of Krishna is filled with how he is decorated with lot of natural paraphernalia. Nau medyate bravapushe taditambaraya gunjavatam saparipichala sanmukhaya vanyasraje kavalavetra vishana venu lakshmashriye mrudupade pasupangajaya. Naumi idyate bra. Naumi idyate. Naumi means I offer obeisances to. Idya te. Idya means that which is worshipable. My dear Lord, your form is the most worshipable thing in the entire universe. So you are worshipable, Lord. Naumi, I offer obeisances. Naumi idyate. Abra vapushe. Your vapu, your body has the complexion of cloud. Abra vapushe. Tadit ambaraya. Ambara means your cloth has the complexion of tadit, lightning. Okay. So all natural comparisons are given. Taditambaraya. Gunjava tamsa. You are wearing a gunjamala. Gunjava tamsa paripichalasan mukhaya. Your face is resplendent with a beautiful peacock feather. Paripichalasan mukhaya. Vanyasraje. You are wearing a garland of forest flowers. Kavala, vetra, vishana, venu. You are holding a vetra, a stick to herd the cows. It's not a very sophisticated weapon. You are holding a beautiful flute. That is simple bamboo stick with some holes in it. That's all. Bamboo stick with some holes. You are holding that. It's not a very sophisticated musical instrument also. Right? Compared to veena, violin, guitar, this and that. Okay? So, kavala vetra vishana venu. Kavala means you are holding little curd rice in your hand. Okay, no other pizza, burger, not even that. So you are holding a little curd rice. Kavala vetra vishana venu vanyasraje. Kavala vetra vishana venu lakshmasriye mrudupade pashupangajaya. And you are endowed with all opulences. You are describing the Lord as being worshipped with or as being enjoyer of very simple down-to-earth paraphernalia. And Brahma in the last line, he says that lakshmasriye. You are endowed with all opulences. What opulence? Curd rice is opulence. Flute is opulence. This Vanyasraja is opulence. He is not even mentioning golden necklaces, pearl necklace, not even that. Kavala vetra vishana venu vetra. Is that opulence? Gada is opulence. Bow and arrow at least is opulence. Vetra, a small stick to head the cows. Little stick. He is 6 year old also. So kavala vetra vishana venu lakshmashriye mrudupade. Mrudupade means your soft lotus feet. He did not wear even slippers also. Krishna is not even wearing shoes in Vrindavan. So that attire of Krishna is glorified. Vishana Venu Lakshmasriye Mrudupade Pashupa Angajaya. And he is presenting himself as the son of Pashupa, a cowherd man. Who is that? Nanda Maharaj. Brahmaji is highlighting Krishna's relation with Nanda Maharaj more than Vasudeva also. So Nanda Maharaj's position as the father of Krishna is superior to Vasudeva's position as father of Krishna. Of course, they have eternal rasas in Kevala mood and in Aishwarya mood. And that is eternal. And the difference between their rasas is also eternal. But Nanda Maharaj is more glorified. So Krishna is more glorified with the simple paraphernalia with which he is worshipped. Okay, more than the opulence. And it is the glory of Govardhan mountain that mountain offers all these things that are described in this verse. Right? Hantaya madrirabala haridasavaryo యద్ రామకృష్ణ చరణ స్పర్శ ప్రమోద మానం తనోతి సహగో గణయోస్తయోర్యత్ పానీయ సూయవసకందర కందమూలై హంతాయ మద్రి రబలా హరిదాస వర్యు. దిస్ గోవర్ధన్ మౌంటైన్ ఈజ్ హరిదాస వర్య, ఈజ్ ద బెస్ట్ ఆఫ్ ఆల్ సర్వెంట్స్ ఆఫ్ కృష్ణ. హంతాయ మద్రి రబలా హరిదాస వర్యు యద్ రామకృష్ణ చరణ స్పర్శ ప్రమోద. Just by the touch of the lotus feet of Krishna and Balaram, Govardhan goes into ecstasy. And by the touch of the surface of Govardhan Hill, Krishna and Balaram, they go into ecstasy. Yad Rama Krishna Charana Sparashaha Pramoda. Pramoda means great happiness. Okay. So, next. Yad Rama Krishna Charana Sparashaha Pramodaha. మానం తనోతి సహా గో గణయోస్తయోర్యత్. నాట్ ఓన్లీ దట్ గోవర్ధన్ ఈస్ ఆఫరింగ్ సర్వీసెస్ టు కృష్ణ అండ్ బలరామ్, గోవర్ధన్ ఈస్ ఆల్సో ఆఫరింగ్ సర్వీసెస్ టు గోపాస్ అండ్ కౌస్ అండ్ కావ్స్ బై ప్రొవైడింగ్ సాఫ్ట్ గ్రాసెస్ అండ్ బై ప్రొవైడింగ్ సిట్టింగ్ ప్లేసెస్ ఫర్ కృష్ణ అండ్ బలరామ్ టు సిట్ దేర్, రైట్. పానీయ, పానీయ ఈజ్ మెన్షన్డ్, సలిలైజ్ పానీ. పానీయ సూయవస కందర కందమూలై. Now here also that's mentioned, right? Vanyair moola faladibhi, right? Moola is roots, right? Paniya suyavasa kandara kandamoola. Kandara is caves, kandamoola is fruits, and others are roots, herbs, bulbs. So like that all these are being offered. So this, when Krishna is worshipped with this natural paraphernalia, he becomes so happy. And whoever does it with a sincere heart, Krishna is more happy with their devotion than the actual thing that is offered. That's why worshipping Krishna is not a costly affair. Worshipping Krishna, yeah, DT department has a lot of budgets, we know. The Janmashtami is coming up, we are just trying to squeeze in our expenses within the allotted budget and all. But ultimately, devotion is not costly. Paraphernalia may be sometimes costly. But it's very much clearly mentioned in our purport that Desha Kala Vibhagavit. According to time, place and circumstances, you offer paraphernalia to the Lord. If you have this 10 rupees only, offer that much only. We went to that Nanda Kishore Mukutwala, or Anupam Gauram Prabhu is emphasizing. We are in Vrindavan trying to purchase some DT jewelry for DT's Madan Mohan. Or Anupam Gauram Prabhu is emphasizing, you have to take that only. It's very costly turban piece. We'll offer on Janmashtami day. So, Prabhupada writes in this purport further that one cannot offer to the deity according to one's whims. Since these fruits and vegetables are available anywhere in the universe, we should observe this small point very attentively. So Prabhupada is urging to give our attention to what is more important and what is more pleasing to the Lord than getting distracted by only the external visible paraphernalia, money, and technically correct things and all. So focus more on the devotional aspect. So tulasya priyaya prabhum. So I think we covered sufficient thing on the purport. So we have 5 more minutes. So I'll just describe one more verse where Krishna is decorated with all the natural paraphernalia. బర్హాపీడం నటవరవపూ కర్ణయోర్కర్ణికారం బిభ్రద్వాస కనక కపిశం వైజయంతీం చ మాలాం రంధ్రాన్ వేణోరధర సుధయా పూరయన్ గోపవృందైర్ వృందారణ్యం స్వపద రమణం ప్రావిశద్ గీత కీర్తి. బర్హాపీడం నటవరవపూ. Krishna is playing this beautiful flute. This verse comes just in the beginning or before this Venu Gita sung by the gopis. Barha Peedam. Krishna is wearing this beautiful peacock feather. Natavara Vapuhu. He is looking like a best of all artists, dancers. Right? He has blue complexion, where he's wearing yellow dress and he's decorated with all kinds of flowers and fruits and roots here and there. Generally nobody wears like that, right, coming outside. So Krishna looks like a drama artist when he comes out in the forests of Vrindavan. Varhapidam natavara vapuhu karanayor karnikaram. And he is wearing karnika flower on his ear. Karnikaram bibhrad vasaha. His vasa, just like Brahmaji glorified Krishna's vasa, ambara, taditambara, same thing they are mentioning, bibhrad vasaha. He is wearing a yellowish cloth, like lightning, right? Bibhrad vasaha, kanaka kapisham, it has golden hue, golden yellow. Vaijayantim cha malam, vaijayanti mala means, there are vaijayanti flowers, people say, but acharyas also say that it's a mala which is made of five kinds of flowers. Vaijayantim cha malam. Randhran venor adhara sudhaya purayan gopavrindair. He is filling the holes of his flute with the air coming from his nectarian lips, right? Randhran venor adhara sudhaya purayan gopavrindair. Along with the gopas, he is entering the forest. Vrindaranyam swapada ramanam. With his beautiful lotus feet that cause all auspiciousness, he enters Vrindavan. Vrindavanam, Vrindaranyam Swapadaramanam Pravishad, Gita Kirtihi, as the Gopas are singing his glories. So here Dhruva Maharaj is performing his austerities with all the natural paraphernalia in Vrindavan Dham, in Madhuvan. And Krishna is entering Vrindavan with that kind of paraphernalia only. Narada Muni is also giving that kind of description. Right? You worship the Lord with natural paraphernalia. Right? Metal deity, marble deity may not be possible for you. You make a deity with some clay, right? You don't have to paint it also. Make some form, whatever is manageable for you. A five-year-old child, what he can carve? He'll carve and then start offering, right? So, like that. And Krishna's entrance into Vrindavan is described like that by the gopis. And while describing that, they are all describing that along in association with the natural paraphernalia available in Vrindavan, which may not be very costly. And they themselves also get absorbed in the remembrance of Krishna and not necessarily focus on so much of grandeur there. If it is available, they do that also. Now, what is more important behind all their activities? Their mood, their remembrance. And what are their activities also? They are not making big things. They are just churning butter. They are just doing their lap of floors, right? So with all these simple activities, household activities that they are doing, they are pleasing Krishna. What is more important is their mood. Now you see, Gopi's devotional service is mentioned by the Mathura ladies. When Krishna enters the wrestling arena of Vrindavan, wrestling arena of Kamsa, there all the Mathura ladies are glorifying the fortune of the gopis to be able to see Krishna in this form, in Vrindavan. We are so unfortunate that we are seeing Krishna being mistreated by all these mountain-like wrestlers. But gopis are so fortunate that they are seeing Krishna while he is playing flute and herding cows. We are unfortunate to see Krishna like this, right? But they are fortunate to see Krishna being very happy. So nobody mishandles Krishna in Vrindavan. But as soon as he entered Mathura, Kamsa and all these wrestlers started mishandling Krishna. Just now there was an attack on Krishna, Kavalyapeda. So in that context, all these ladies are saying, Yado hane vahanane mathanopalepa prinkankhanar bharudito kshanamarjanado gayanti chainamanuratta dhiyo shrukanthyo Dhanyavrajastriya urukrama chittayanaha. Ya dohane means all the gopis are doing this milking of cows. Dohane. Vahanane, threshing grains. Mathana means this churning of buttermilk. Upalepa, taking a mixture of cow dung and some clay and then putting on their walls. Upalepa. Prenkankhana, swinging on swings. Not necessarily golden jolan all the time. Right, they may put a rope on the tree and then start hanging. Swinging on swings. Prinkankhana, arbharudita. When the children are crying, babies are crying, they are taking care of the babies. Ukshana, they are sprinkling a water mixed with cow dung in their courtyards. Right, ukshana. Marjanado, they just do margin of Vrajabhumi. These are the services that they are doing for Krishna. Right? When Krishna is entering Vrindavan, whether while going into the forest or coming out of forest, he walks through all the floors, and all the gopis will clean the floors and then keep it ready. And they also sprinkle water mixed with cow dung and little flower flavor. Right? You just take some flowers, rose flowers, and then put it in the water. Right? And the water becomes very sanctified and fragrant. You just sprinkle that on the courtyard. That's very pleasing to Krishna to walk on that. Right? Marble floor is not mentioned. That's mentioned in Vaikuntha. Right? So, now Marjanadav. Then, while doing all these simple activities, simple services of Krishna, what are they doing? Gayanti chaina manurakta dhiyoshru kanthyo. They are glorifying the activities of Krishna, Gayanti. In what mood? Anurakta dhiya. With their intelligence, with their consciousness is absorbed in love for Krishna. Anurakta dhiyo, ashru kanthyo. Their voices are faltering, their eyes were shedding tears while doing all these activities. So it's not necessary about, although Sukadeva Goswami is describing the simple activities that they are doing, he is glorifying more on their mood. Gayanti chaina manurakta dhiyo ashru kanthyo dhanya vrajastriya urukrama chittayanaha. Dhanya means who could be more fortunate than the gopis of Vrindavan? Vrajastriya. Why? Urukrama chittayanaha. Their chitta, their consciousness is constantly hovering on the glories of Lord Urukrama. So, their activities are so simple and down to earth. The paraphernalia that they are using to worship the Lord is also so simple and down to earth and naturally available. But their mood is very exalted. Right? Mood is absorbed in Krishna's glories and Krishna's worship. So, with this, whatever we could manage, these are some thoughts on this verse. So, it's 8:30 almost. Thank you all very much. Granthara Srimad Bhagavatam ki jaya, Srila Prabhupada ki jaya.